Our next case is case number 12389, the State of Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife seek a special use exception to operate a rifle or pistol range, sections 115.23 and 115.210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Hunter's Cove Road, approximately 736 feet south of Owens Road. The 911 address is 12613 Hunter's Cove Road, Greenwood. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 9, Parcel 19.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting approval for a trap and skeet and archery shooting range. The application history shows that there have been multiple special use exceptions considered by the board for this property dating back to as early as 1991. The last time extension was granted by the board at its meeting of March 3rd, 1997 for a period of 5 years. That approval remained valid through May 12th of 2002, but was not renewed. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Would the applicant please come forward?
State your name. Craig Rhodes, 103 Collins Beach Road, Townsend. And I would also like to state I'm here representing the State of Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife tonight with an address of 89 Kings Highway, Dover.
You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. So.
I'll try to keep this very brief. I know you've all been here very long time tonight, and I also apologize. I was not aware that you had the technology down here that you do, you know, the slower, lower jokes. But so I have the old school props to show if you have any questions. But
some of us don't think that's very funny.
I spend a lot of time down here. I have a bigger soft spot for Sussex County, so no offense to Hendrick. But as you've heard, the request we're filing tonight is actually a request for a new special use exemption, being that the previous one has expired. That was unbeknownst to the state. The state acquired this property approximately 4 years ago. I don't have the exact date in front of me. I personally was tasked with developing or looking into the option of expanding an existing rifle pistol range on the facility. When I contacted the county to find out what we might need to do to make that happen, I was informed that the special use exemption had expired. So we would need to go through the process of first, you know, could no longer renew because it had expired, so we would be filing a new request for the existing facilities, which consists of primarily of a trap and skeet shooting range, which is the area, the large area in yellow on the map. That's the area that's been operated historically since the early 1990s. The small orange corner down here was a small, approximately 25-meter rifle pistol range, undeveloped, basically just shooting into an earthen mound. So our proposal is to develop along this corridor in some portion a more formalized, enclosed, semi-enclosed rifle.
You need to turn that so that... Okay.
This is much larger than the actual range would be. We do not have, until we get permission and the appropriate approvals of the county, we have not had our engineers start doing the actual design and layout. For reference, the length of the red here is about 300 yards. We would be looking at about a max of 100 to 150 for what the actual range would be.
I think you should have come prepared with what you're actually going to do. How do we approve a special use exemption when you're not telling us exactly what you're doing?
Well, we thought it would be premature for the rifle pistol range just because we didn't want to put not knowing if we'd even get approval to do it. The existing area, so we're also asking for the existing area for the trap and skeet facilities to not renew, but now file a new permit for that area also. So
personally, I don't think you're prepared. I don't see how we can make a determination if you're not showing us exactly what you want to do. Times of operation, is it going to be indoor or is it all outdoor?
I can answer most of those questions for you. The hours of operation would be the exact same as what the current shooting is on the existing trap and skeet fields. The rifle pistol range would be open for those same hours. It'd be daytime hours only. There'd be no nighttime. The range would not be indoor. It would be enclosed, what we call baffled, semi-enclosed. So it'd be constructed in such a way as to prevent any projectiles from being able to leave the facility. The most likely way that this would be accomplished, pending design and, you know, other issues we may run into, would be a shallow excavation with berming around it. And then from the shooting platforms, there's vertical baffles, angled baffles, that prevent a projectile from being elevated over top of that earthen backstop.
I mean, you've got chicken houses right on the other side of it.
Yes, the range would be oriented the same way the existing range is, and I can show you on that map better.
We want to see exactly
the range would be estimated. So your backstop would be here, the same place the current backstop is. It would just be enhanced, and all shooting would follow basically the lines of these existing fence rows, shooting in that direction. So they would not be shooting towards the chicken houses.
You hope not.
There should be no way that somebody could shoot in that direction if they're enclosed and being forced to shoot down range.
What type of buffer would you have?
Buffer between the...
Between your property and the adjoining property.
As far as a physical barrier, there'd be no, I mean, we would not be proposing to construct a concrete wall or anything along those. The framework of the shooting stations would prevent somebody from taking a firearm and turning it in that direction. The only place they could shoot would be downrange in front of them.
How close would it be to the property line?
Again, without having exact designs, you know, it would be approximately, we're looking, the proposal was to do 8 lanes. A lane is on average about 10 feet wide. So the distance you're talking there, it would probably be on, you know, it could very easily be confined to the northern half of this field. So there would be a substantial buffer left along that edge. To date, we have, in all the years of operation, to our knowledge, the Division of Fish and Wildlife, since we took ownership, have not received any complaints from neighbors or any objections. The range is open to the public. It's used heavily by our hunter education program for their hunter education classes, and we think it would be a benefit. It's an area, something that's missing traditionally in Lower Sussex County, is public areas for rifle and pistol shooting, especially for sighting in firearms before hunting seasons. Currently, the only state-run facility is up in Newcastle at the Omelandon Shooting Center, right outside the town of Newcastle. So we think this would be a great attraction and something that's desperately needed in the area.
What's the hours of operation?
I don't know them off the top of my head. They're roughly 9 to 4:30. I can pull them up very quickly if...
I know.
You cannot speak until...
All right.
The range is currently leased out through a private vendor. That's why I don't know. The state does not actually run the range itself.
So would the private vendor be operating this other rifle range?
Yes, they would be operating the rifle range as part of their the trap and skeet facility that they currently operate.
And who is that?
The gentleman's name is Chuck Norton. He's under a long-term lease with the state to operate the facility.
How long?
I believe it was a 20-year lease, and we'd be in about year 4 or 5.
Okay. Did you get the hours of operation and the days of the week?
It's opening now. It looks. It currently is open Tuesday through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Closed on Mondays.
9 to 4?
9 to 4, correct.
And Tuesday and on Sunday?
On Sunday, yes. Monday is the only day it's closed.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, that's all I have. I'd be glad to answer any other questions anyone may have.
Does anybody, members of the board, have a question?
Yeah, I do. You showed us two pieces of property on your, correct, or two outlines. We have a yellow and an orange. Can you explain to me the difference between the two again?
The yellow is what's currently operated and has been for the last 20-plus years at the trap and skeet shooting facility, sporting clays, so shotgun clay targets.
Okay, and you're requesting?
We're requesting to continue that operation
and then
in that facility,
and then in addition
to expand upon the small rifle pistol range that was here to make it a more formalized facility.
And Mr. Norton has a lease for the yellow or the orange?
Everything. He has a lease for the entire property. Mm-hmm. Well, the entire property, excluding the areas over here.
And what are they?
It's a dog kennel where they breed and train sporting dogs.
Okay. So your request this evening is for two different things. Yep. Continuation of something and something new.
Yes, I guess, but I was told that I had basically this was going to be considered as a new application because the special use exemption for this piece of the property has expired.
Okay.
And was not renewed back prior to the state acquiring the property.
Okay, thank you.
I've been to that one clay shooting too. It's well organized, it's taken care of. Had pistol shoot there too, small one. And this is going to be larger, it's going to be better. I don't see anything wrong with how they handle it and what they do with it. I've been there. But a few times shooting. Nice. It's organized and taken care of, and it's safety-wise. So,
and that's our goal with the expansion of the rifle pistol range is the current range. Many of the questions you had about the safety, there aren't a lot of those safety factors in place. It's an open area where you're shooting into a backstop, so there wouldn't really be something, shooting stanchions that would prevent somebody from taking a firearm and turning sideways, and discharging a firearm where they didn't want to. So the rifle pistol has pretty much been non-existent since the state took over the property, because we said that until we could develop something, we weren't comfortable with the way it had been operated under the previous owner. That's why.
But you didn't come with us with a concrete plan.
No, like I said, I apologize if that's something you expected us to. We thought that was putting the cart ahead of the horse, that we should get approval of the county prior to coming with that plan. So
I don't believe so.
If we need to go back, we'd be glad to go back and refine the.
Couple of points, if I may, Chair. So the site plan is required ultimately, because that has to go through the commission before any permits could be pulled for any additions or changes to the site, and approved because it's commercial use. A revised site plan must be agreed by the commission or by staff on behalf of the commission. I mean, normally if it's a building of more than 5,000 square feet, it has to go to the commission. So the county is going to see that through the Planning and Zoning Commission, but I appreciate that the board would have. It's chicken and the egg argument here, going whether you
well just the kennel. I mean, that's come before us before,
It's I don't know the history of that part of the site.
It's not really marked on here.
But one, a site plan is required at some point.
Whether the Planning and Zoning Commission. And if they're operating a kennel without a approval.
They're not operating a kennel there. They're not.
It's on the zoning property.
It's on our property. It's handled the same way as the shooting facility. It's through a long-term lease.
That's been approved by the old board, and where it didn't let the time elapse. That was just a clay shooting and the traps and all that. That's what they had there.
Okay.
All the waste disposed of, how it should be.
Yes, this follows strict BMPs. Before the state acquired the property, they did an extensive lead reclamation for all the target shop material. And since then, we've had Denrec's site investigation branch has been out there. They have monitoring wells, long-term monitoring. We've been monitoring the vegetation. There's an agricultural field in the middle of the trap and skeet shooting area. They monitor all the grain that comes off of there to make sure there's no lead contamination in any of that. And the soil is limed to maintain appropriate pHs according to the EPA's BMPs for shooting ranges, and it's evaluated every few years to determine when a future lead reclamation would have to occur.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions?
Madam Chair,
Sir, so you're saying that this has been used in this fashion, the property's been used in this fashion even prior to the state owning it, so it's been for some 25 years?
Yes.
So we'll have no adverse effect of the neighbors?
We don't foresee any adverse effect, being that they've already been exposed to the sound of the shooting. The sound of the shooting that we're proposing by adding anything with the rifle pistol range, we don't think will be, you know, anything above and beyond what they're already experiencing.
Do you have any idea the volume of use you expect to increase based on the pistol range?
We really don't. No, it's hard to speculate on what that may be.
Other than the chicken farm, what is located around that property?
It's mostly vacant land. There's one residence structure, you can see there, kind of across to the west right there, but everything else is pretty much vacant forest and agricultural land. The chicken farms there to the southeast are the biggest, and there's a small residence, I believe, right there to the north, far northwest corner there, yes.
As far as you're aware, no projectiles have left the property in the term.
We've never had any complaints. The Sporting Clays fields, as you can kind of see on this map, and see where the target material mass is, all of the shooting is in an inward direction, so all the shooting for the Sporting Clays confines your shot fall to this area. So there's really no way that any projectile should be leaving from that facility, and like I said, with our intent to orient the rifle pistol range this way, the way its current orientation is, even should there somehow manage to be a projectile leave the range back there, you have a considerable distance through a very thick, dense wood lot before you get over to any sort of residences or structures in that direction.
Those are all the questions I have.
Any other questions from members of the board?
The most rifle range would be the 8 lanes.
That's what we're preliminarily looking at, just some rough back of the envelope numbers as far as what funds we may have available, and some similar type ranges that have been other places. That's what we were kind of anticipating, looking at something around 8 lanes.
Okay. I think doing another pistol range is on a rifle range road, right?
What's that?
On a rifle range road, the only pistol range is right there too.
Yes, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the only one around.
Okay.
And they have more than 8 lanes there.
Yes.
It's pretty big.
I'm just very disappointed in your red square drawing on your...
Like I said, I apologize. I was tasked with bringing this before the commission by my leadership, and they felt that it was putting the cart ahead of the horse, that I guess not knowing how the, you know, potentially how the board worked and what they expected to see. So
and
I would
can go back and tell
go back and tell them that was not appreciated. So, note duly noted.
Okay. Is there anyone here in support of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition of this application?
Yes.
Sir, would you come be sworn in?
Sir, can you state your full name for the record and your address?
Samuel Thorpe. 12574 Hunter's Cove Road.
You swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Step to the podium.
Good evening.
Good evening. My concern is I wanted to see I was waiting to see the perimeter of where to shoot. I'm quite familiar with the property. I used to work there for the gentleman that sold this property to the state, Mr. Walters. I bought Bill's property across the street. Okay. I own 108 acres across the street. I also leased a property that surrounds this property from Mr. Hausman. And I take handicapped children back there, bird hunting. All I want to know is where this rifle range is going to be.
Okay.
And, you know, what's safe direction? I mean, that's why I came here, to find out exactly, and I would like to see where the plan is, where the, what they're going to do as far as a projectile. You do got chicken houses. I mean, I'm trying to figure out which way the range would be.
Sir, I will allow you to come forward and show him on that map.
I'm not familiar with it, man.
The plan for the range would be to shoot the same direction as it's currently shooting. So the backstop for the range would be in this general facility where it currently is, with the shooting stations being up here somewhere. So you'd be shooting this direction in kind of a northeasterly general direction, following, basically following the contours of those existing hedgerows.
Oh, going long ways now.
Yes.
This is a chicken, this is shrub chicken house. Correct?
Correct.
Chicken house. You can shoot this way.
Yes.
The, all the five stand and the other targets for the clip all around here shooting to the center, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so nothing back in this corner?
No, there'd be nothing in that northeast corner.
The other thing, with that said, is there going to be any fencing up?
You have to direct your question
to us. I'm sorry. Is there going to be any fencing there, existing fencing, when we're going to start this, say, down to one particular side? Because this one piece there where the rifle is going to be shooting this way, the Schrock residents have grandkids that are only within, that property is from here to where your wall is there. Okay, we can't all control kids, but is there going to be a fence there?
Okay, that's a legitimate question.
And I don't understand how the state of Delaware bought the property and in turn, which I don't, in turn have somebody run that facility.
But that's not why we're here.
Okay.
We're here for the
for what they're planning on doing.
Special use exemption for what they are currently doing and what they want to add. We don't have anything to do with anything else.
Well, so that's, I wanted to just really know about the, I seen the flyer they put out or the piece, you know, that they were having the thing here. So. Okay. That's all I got.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Rhodes, could you come back, come up and let us know any type of fencing, berm, property line? He does have a valid point.
He does. I do believe there is currently a fence of some sort along that edge of the property. I would not say that I completely appreciate the gentleman's concern, and I would say that yes, I would imagine the fence that is there could be enhanced, and we would certainly entertain that if that was a condition of the
so
permit.
We need to know.
And a berm, it seems like.
Yeah, we need to know what is there, I guess. Or we could just tell you.
Currently, it's, I can't say there's a vegetative fence. I don't know if there's a physical fence. There's rows of, if anybody's familiar with the plant, autumn olive. It's a low-growing shrub that it kind of takes over a lot of areas. So there are hedgerows of that planted around the entire perimeter of the property. It is not impenetrable that a kid could not crawl underneath it and access the facility. So I do not believe currently there is any sort of a physical, mechanical fence in that location.
That's also a good place for a kid to hide, too. So.
This is excellent, you know, and those are excellent points.
Is there any other fence around the property?
Currently, no. We're discussing.
Can I answer her?
No.
To my knowledge, no. There may be something along the back and in the front. We're talking about removing the autumn olive hedgerows along the roadway and installing a fence to replace those hedgerows there.
Just seems to me, Mr. Workman may be able to enlighten me a little bit, but with that property and with what's going on there, that maybe it should be fenced in. Just a thought.
I don't know, they got the youth up there and everything else. I mean, I know the Schrocks where they live at and everything, but there's instructors there with you when you go. So I don't think they ever had any problem with the kids that I know of up there. But
I'd hate for it to happen one time.
No, and the state shares in your opinion, and we would certainly entertain, you know, and I can look into that further. Like I said, I do not know the entire perimeter of the property.
So you just put the fence on the one side where the pistol's going to go out then?
I mean, that would be a bare minimum. You know, yeah. I would say we'd be willing to entertain the entire property or at least the entire area. within the firearms.
The entire property?
Entirely.
That's up to you, but for that, that's up to you what you guys want to do with that, but I wouldn't think so. There.
Okay.
I mean, where everything shoots, everything when you clear shoot, everything is in. You're shooting in. The rifle, they want to put one on that pistol side, rifle side.
Right.
You know, that might be fine. But everything else I know shoots in. You don't, and you go from station to station to station all the way around.
Okay.
That's been there for a long time because of my
kids.
I can remember when he opened it up. We used to go up there.
Yeah.
I have no issues with it.
Well, I do think we need to know about the fence and I don't know who your superior is that sent you down here with that red box, but I think
the director of the Division of Fish and Wildlife, I won't name names yet.
Would that be Mr. Spade?
Yes, it would.
Well,
we could make that as a condition if there was a motion about the fence. Yeah, I mean, I'm not on. I mean,
I'm
sorry.
We don't even know how far these lanes are from the property line.
Well, it still has to go in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Correct.
So the arrangement of all buildings and structures, parking, lighting, the overall site design, fencing will all come before the commission for review. Or staff.
We might be a little ahead of ourselves.
Yes, it's just.
But they don't, they're not going to, they will not take any comment. It will be a site plan review. They will not have any public comment.
Does that go back to the county?
No, it's just the commission. I mean, if it's small, then normally staff can have the authority of the commission to decide it. But yeah. Something like this, we'd take to the commission.
To the commission, yeah.
You don't have any idea how far these lanes would be from the property line?
No, because like I said, we haven't done the site work to look at, you know, the actual design work, you know, the topography, any sort of elevational changes of where the best situation, you know, for the facility could be, whether it's tight against the road to the left. Our preference would be to keep it as tight to the road to the left from an access standpoint, you know, and away from the property line. Yeah. But until there was formal, you know, design plans drawn up to say, well, there might be 10 feet of an elevation drop that is not physically practical to build on that location. It might have to be shifted 50 feet to the right. So unfortunately, no, I cannot at this time 100% say where it would be. Okay. Situated.
I mean, I think we could say that'd be a fence on that side, but what's the range going to be?
Yeah.
In our
traditionally, the pistol range would be, or the rifle pistol range would be set up so that the only access would be from behind the shooting lane. Sure. So there'd be no way that anybody could access it from any of the other three sides. Just as part of the design.
Is it like concrete barricade or?
Again, it depends on what the, you know, the soils. Many times outdoor ranges such as this are built by doing a shallow excavation, a sloping excavation, so that your shooting platform is a grade and you gradually slope down, so you're actually shooting down. Your excavated material is then bermed along your sides, so it gives you two benefits. You're shooting down into the ground, your excavated material is now above it. In some scenarios, they do have concrete walls or some other sort of wall above and beyond those berms along the sides, almost like a bunker, if okay. You know, depending
that's
on
that's just what they have at Bridgeville at that shooting range, same exact thing.
Yes, and you know, we have a contract with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, who has professional engineers. I think AECOM, if anybody's familiar with their company, who they specialize just in shooting range design. So our plan was that, not knowing the preference of the board, was that we were going, if we got approval to move forward, we would then move forward with the contract with them to come up with the actual design for the facility. And I'd like to say, I apologize again if that's putting the cart ahead of the horse or backwards from how you would prefer it.
Okay, so whatever we decide here, if they get approval, then it goes to Planning and Zoning, and Planning and Zoning will approve the site plan. But we can put in there a condition that on that, is that the, that side of the property, we definitely want a stockade fence.
A berm and or permanent barrier with a design to be reviewed by the county, so you can make that a condition. Or at least you can put it in the minutes and findings of fact as an expectation, as a minimum, but I think you can make it a full-blown condition.
Okay.
I don't know the authority of the board as far as setbacks. We would also be fine if there was a preference to mandate a 50-foot or a minimum sort of setback from the property line, whether one actually exists for this sort of activity, I don't know, till we get further in the...
How much room you have there?
The permitting, but...
You're not gonna have 50 feet, I don't think.
It's a fairly wide area. You have almost, it's about 80 to 90 yards wide for that whole width. I think we could accommodate, you know, with a 50-foot setback for sure, if that was the pleasure of the board.
All right. Any other questions?
Okay, well, thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Whitehouse?
Sorry, Chair, just as a by way of quick update, we did review the minutes of the March 3rd, 1997 meeting when this was previously approved. I know this is not a renewal, but just for the board's information, it was previously approved from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day with no errors on Monday. There were some subsequent revisions to that, but so the current errors are less than what was previously approved by the board. So.
Might be because it's getting dark.
I think Mr. Mills actually raised some commentary at that meeting about whether groups show at 4 p.m., whether they have a chance to then use the property. But so the board extended it to 6.
Okay. So, however we decide, we need to put in the hours and the days of the week into the special use exemption if we are going to approve it. Correct?
Correct, and the period of time.
And the period of time for valid up to 5 years. And I believe Mr. Rhodes will make sure that they come back in 5 years.
I can ascertain as long as I work for the state. Renewal
will be on time. I have not. Would you like to say something?
How much? What's the lease on the property now?
20 years.
20 years.
It was a 20-year. How far the state acquired the property, and we're in year either 4 or 5. Should be
that. So, Sam, there's no point in them coming back in 5 years. That's my point.
No, they by our ordinance they have to come back in 5 years. Just for you know, they could have had something happen, and all the neighbors are going to oppose it and want them closed or something, but that's why it's put in there. Okay, no other questions? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12389 for a special use exception for the State of Delaware Division of Fish and Wildlife. Continue to operate the facility with the hours being from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, and closed on Monday. Also with the condition that a berm and or fencing be established on the, I have no idea what direction, southeast side of the property to insulate the proposed pistol range to be constructed and approved by Planning and Zoning Commission.
Have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved, but you are going to tell that director of yours, right?
I will.
Just so, I'm serious.
No.
Okay. Your application is approved. Is there anything else before the commission? Any other additional business? Anything else before us? Is there any additional business?
Nothing from staff.
Nothing? Member of the commission, anybody have anything to say? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.